Hi, I'm Sasha Modelo, and this is Grow Your Business Podcast, the show where we hear incredible marketing tactics to grow your business. For small business owners, entrepreneurs, and more, you will learn how to grow your business drastically. Let's dive in. With that being said, let's meet today's podcast guest, John Bridgewater, owner of Wright's Automotive Service. Hey, John, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Glad to be here with you.
Glad to have you on the podcast. So can you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do?
Sure. Yeah, I'm an independent operator. I've got two auto repair shops in San Leandro, California. I love what I do. I haven't worked a day in 35 years because I love what I do so much. I think it's always fun. I mean, yeah, there's always downfalls or, you know, weak times or whatever. But I think even now, even with the COVID, things have been actually amazingly good. My first shop I opened up, I took over an existing shop that I used to be a technician in about almost 6 years ago. Second shop I acquired a little over a year ago, and the two shops I've got here have some of the better reputation here in town of any shop.
How did you exactly get into this industry?
When I was a little kid, I was 4 or 5 years old, I used to wonder what makes it go. So I would take things apart and more often than not get things put back together again correctly. There were a few I didn't, but you know, that's what happens when you're a little kid and you're learning. I remember watching my dad work on our 1971 Ford van when I was very, very little. And I had no idea what he was doing, but I thought it was pretty cool to go on the road test afterwards and watch the road go by with the doghouse removed, you know. One of those little kid things, right? So, you know, I've always had a technical mind. Like I said, what makes it go? So I take things apart, put them back together. And so I got my first job professionally when I was 21 years old, sort of in spite of myself. Started out at a chain here on the West Coast. And fortunately, the manager that I had there saw something in me that I didn't even know I had in myself, and he lit the fire that really grew me into where I'm at today. Mostly independent. I've worked in one dealer for 5 months. I decided the politics were not for me. And then when I took over the first shop, I was able to make it into something that people actually like coming to work every day. Everybody who works for me says, yeah, this is the best job I've ever had. I'm not even ever considering looking for another job, which is pretty rare, I think.
Definitely. I think that's very important. You say you love every single day, and it's definitely something that I don't think most people do. And the fact that you found that passion early on and you stuck to it, you know, you created a successful business out of it is amazing. I give you props to that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when COVID first hit back on, what was it, March 14th, I think was the date, something like that, and the country started to close down, I, as well as probably everybody else in the country, panicked. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know what was coming. But within a week, I realized, hey, you know what? Things are going to be okay. Yes, business took a big turn to the south. I probably was down, worst, probably 60% down. Since that happened, though, we have not only recovered, but we have excelled, and we're on top of our numbers from last year, 2 months before the end of the year. So, yes, it was really scary when COVID first hit. I know a lot of people have lost their business. There's a Nissan dealer around the corner from me that closed like a month in, and they're never coming back. So, you know, I think a lot of people are having a lot of trouble. I feel extremely blessed to be able to continue business, and not only continue, but to thrive. I've actually increased my employment count. Wage raises are coming in the near future, some cost of living allowances. And, you know, we're doing okay.
So what are some things during this time that you've adapted in your business?
Customer service. Take care of that person that walks in your door. Treat them like your long-lost friend. Which we kind of did anyway, but we really just polished that. Of course, there's all the detail, the cleaning and the disinfecting and the masks and the, you know, all the little things that go along with COVID that everybody has had to adapt to. Tomorrow, actually, here at Alameda County, they're reopening restaurants for indoor dining and gyms and things like that to a maximum of 100 people or 25%, whichever is less. That doesn't really apply to us. We do have a waiting room that we mostly keep closed. If somebody needs to wait, one person at a time is allowed to wait. If there's more than one, we send them on their way. We have also purchased some loaner cars that we hand out. We've got a fleet of new Hondas and Toyotas that we use just to make sure that our customers' needs are met. That way they don't have to wait. They can get on about their day. So, you know, focusing on our clients and those who are taking care of us to make sure that they are also well taken care of really is what makes the difference, I think.
So what are two business tips you would tell other business owners right now to innovate, adapt, or grow their business during this time right now?
Take advantage of low interest rates. Take advantage of the fact that there are businesses. If you've got capital and you want to grow, take advantage of that. Use your capital. Buy closed or failing businesses. You can get them for a very, very good price right now. If you're in growth mode. If you're not in growth mode, if you're just trying to sustain or get by, I'd say be patient. Use your money wisely. This is going to break free at some point. It may get worse before it gets better, but this is going to break free at some point. And I think that we're going to be able to succeed wildly, especially those of us that made it through COVID successfully. I think we're looking at a very bright future.
So what is the lesson you learned during these times of reopening?
I'll go back to what I said a couple questions ago, is take care of your customer. Make sure that they're number one and make sure that they know that they're number one. I think when people are comfortable doing business with you because they know they're in good hands with you, that makes a big difference. So if you go out of your way to greet your customer, give them a virtual hug. I mean, we can't hug right now, but a virtual hug goes a long way. Make sure they understand how much we care. I think that really is going to be the key to success right now. It's not about piling dollars. I mean, yeah, we all got to start stacking cash at some point, but it's not about following the rules. It's about customer centric.
Where do you see your industry going in the future?
That's a loaded question, man. We got a lot of stuff coming. Of course, we're all familiar with ADOS now. That's been out for, the better part of 10 years. And it's getting more and more involved. I mean, we're going to get to the point that cars will be driving themselves. And at some point, we're going to have flying cars to drive themselves. I don't know how soon the flying cars are going to come, but I know that we're going to have a whole lot more automation, not less. And I think the technology involved in that, and I think some of the regulations and the laws and the ethical stuff behind it also is going to be a huge bunch of questions to be answered. There's still, of course, going to be customer service, and we're going to need to take care of our people. But are our people even going to be private individuals in 10 or 15 years? Maybe what happens in 10 or 15 years that all the cars are owned by fleets and they're hired on an as-needed basis. If I need to get from here to the grocery store, I call a car, and this car drives itself to me. I jump in, it takes me to the grocery store, it drives away, and when I'm ready to go, I call another car. I don't know. That's just one possibility of what may be coming in the future. There will always be work. There will always be broken cars, and there will always be more broken cars. So I don't see a problem with competition. I don't see a problem with running out of things to do. I think it's going to keep on growing and get even more complicated. But we need to figure out who our customer is going to be in the next 3, 5, 10, 20 years. And I think right now is a very pivotal time that I'm not sure how we can figure out what that's going to look like just yet. Much more so now than I think it ever has been in history.
Tell your company culture is good. So what are you doing in terms of your company culture to make it, thrive, for anyone to come in and work and enjoy it?
I got a couple different things. From a customer standpoint, of course, we're completely customer centric. Even to the point, I don't like to use the term customer. I like to use the term client or guest. Because a customer indicates a transaction, where a client or a guest indicates a relationship. And I really try to focus to be a relationship-based company, not a transaction-based company. Obviously, there are transactions involved, and that's a fact of life. But if you sort of remove the transaction from the relationship, it really makes things a lot better. Now, from an employee standpoint, I make sure that all of my employees know how much I love and care for each of them individually. On a very personal basis. Often I will go out and give a handshake or a pat on the back or talk about a particular problem they're having with a car. Not only am I business centric, I'm also quite technically capable. So I'll go often and consult with the technicians trying to repair the cars to help them to do their job better. And I'll do it in such a way that it's a learning experience, not a demonstration. I want to make sure they understand how and why they're doing this job. We have all kinds of extra perks too. We have a fairly liberal paid time off program. We're just putting into place a bonus pay system. So there's a very comfortable base rate and then a very nice incentive pay on top of that for production. I buy my guys boots once a year. We have company parties several times a year. We recognize birthdays, anniversaries, date of hire. You know, the list goes on and on. Once again, just like with the customers, I want to be people-centric. That really makes the difference with the people who work for me. My turnover is extremely low. Actually, right now I have three openings, which is like unheard of, but I've got one guy retiring and one guy moving to Mexico next week. So there's two of them. Plus I'm trying to expand. That's why I need my third. But like I said, people-centric. It's all about the people. You know, the business will come and will take care of itself if you focus on the people and make sure that they're happy.
What is one thing you would tell right now to a business owner that's either thriving or struggling right now to kind of get over that hump right now, how to make their business elevate?
Well, if you're thriving right now, keep doing what you're doing because apparently you're doing something right. Keep in mind, things are changing sometimes very rapidly, so keep your finger on the pulse of change. And if you're struggling right now, it's going to get better. Be very, very careful with how you spend your money. I know you need to advertise, you need to pay your employees, whatever. Make sure your people are taken care of first, though. Even if you've got to take out another loan or something, make sure your people are taken care of, because without people, you're nothing.
Can you tell us where we can reach you?
You can find me on Facebook, John Bridgewater on Facebook, no E in Bridge. My two shops, right, you can see them over my shoulder here, Doral's Auto Repair and Wright's Automotive Service, both in San Leandro. We have Facebook pages for both of those. You can send a message to either of those. You can also reach me by email at john@bridgewaterauto.com. And I'm always open to talk to people. Send me an email, send me a message, whatever, and I'll be glad to get back to you. I love what I do. I love sharing what I do. I also am a technical trainer for a company. I'm not allowed to say who, but I do technical training all across the country when there's no COVID. So who knows? You may see me out there somewhere.
If you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to give us a rating. It really does help out the channel. And see you next time.